The North Robertson fire grew from just a few acres to 800 acres in less than a day. Alaska Division of Forestry spokesman Tim Mowry says the blaze started Thursday morning near a trail and is suspected to be human-caused. Mowry says flames moved quickly through black spruce forest a couple miles from the Alaska Highway, and the blaze was hit hard with airdrops.
Aggressive aerial assault right off the bat with a couple air tankers and a couple water scoopers. They were able to get a retardant line around the whole fire.
Mowry says that's allowed smoke jumpers aided by six ground crews to get in and start pinching off the fire and checking structures in the area.
Going out and trying to locate structures, assess them, what needs are for structure protection if it comes to that.
Mowry says wind has been pushing the fire toward the Robertson River away from the Alcan.
Traffic has not been impacted on the highway, both from the fire or smoke.
Mowry stresses that there is potential for more activity.
Really dry down in Tok and in Delta. They've had burn suspensions on almost daily for the last week, week and a half. There was an 80-degree temperature down in the Kenai yesterday, and things are really drying out. So we're thinking there's going to be some more fire activity around the state.
Mowry notes that this year's fire season in Alaska is ramping up weeks later than normal, and that state and federal firefighting agencies are fully geared up to respond. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.